welcome to the Digging Deep podcast, where we offer bereavement bites for time-pressed professionals. I'm your host, Heather Kreitley, President and CEO of GFD. For today's episode, we have Megan Henning, the General Manager of Lakefield Cemetery in Lakefield, Ontario. Megan is a hands-on manager who oversees the operations of the cemetery and crematorium. Megan started at Lakefield in 2009 when she was looking for a summer job. Her mom noticed a job posting for Lakefield Cemetery summer student position. You are the second person I have interviewed whose mom got them a summer job at a cemetery and they turned it into a career. Like, that's just a thing, I guess. I find that fascinating. And this is the same for the other person. While Megan wasn't too keen on working on the cemetery, she agreed. You started by doing cemetery maintenance, watering plants, cutting the grass, that kind of thing, and eventually worked your way up to being general manager. And you've worked at every single position, which I think is fascinating. Because of that, you know how to do everything, which I'm sure your staff love. And so you can relate. I like how you said, you can relate to the staff's day-to-day tasks, as opposed to telling them exactly how you want it done.
Yeah.
Megan is a creative person, and outside work of her work, she enjoys craft projects like embroidery. You also enjoy boating, fishing with your husband, spending quality time with your three nieces. And today, we are going to be talking about something we have talked about ad nauseum, you and I. It's one of my favorite topics, changing attitudes towards death and how millennials will shape the bereavement sector. Okay. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. I know it's bright and early.
Right?
I've had two coffees. I think I'm okay. How about you?
I don't drink coffee.
Oh my goodness.
Another fantastic, you know, little tidbit about me. I know I don't drink coffee.
That's amazing. I am not functional without mine. Maybe that's like a generational thing.
Yeah. You know what? So. It is a new thing, right?
Yeah. And the theme of millennials. Maybe millennials are less addicted to coffee than us bitter Gen Xs. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, so let's dig into this topic. According to GFD's research, 71% of millennials are interested in funeral ceremonies. Are you surprised that out of the baby boomers and the Gen Xers that millennials are keenest on funerals?
I mean, I think millennials are keen on doing anything that's not what their boomer parents are doing.
So it's not so much like, it's just I don't want to do what they did.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I look
and
at my sister like,
when,
yeah, it is, yeah. It is. I look at my sister like raising her kids, like she is like adamant to do it like completely opposite of what our parents did. Not that our parents did a bad job or anything. It's just like that way of parenting is completely out. So like as a millennial myself, I mean, I want to do things differently than my parents.
Yeah.
You know, I see the way that the world works and everything now, and I'm like, I think we could probably be doing some things better. So.
Well, and I think just as a generation, and of course we're talking in generalizations, right? And so there's going to be millennials on every end of the spectrum.
Yes.
But as a generation, I think ritual is important to millennials.
Oh, 100%.
There's like gender reveal parties. There's like certainly wedding showers or bridal parties are
yes.
not what they were back in my day.
No, no.
Sure, right?
The week in like Nashville and all the crazy, I mean, it's crazy now when people get married or have any kind of life event. So, I mean, why not for the funeral, right?
And it's all like about experience, right? For millennials, would you say?
Yes. And that's the thing. See, I always laugh because everybody thinks that millennials are cheap, but millennials just want to pay for things and have those experiences, right? So, you know.
So it's less about the physical thing. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. It's,
right.
it's more about the getting together, the celebrating, the having a good time, you know.
Creating memories.
Exactly.
With your friends. FOMO is the thing.
FOMO is a real thing.
You know what's fascinating about that is I think that that I'm interested to see where that concept of FOMO being a real thing for millennials translates to living funerals in the future.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, if I could be at my own funeral, I'd like to. I want to know what people are going to say about me, right? It's like,
I hope I'm still alive for that.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be so fun.
And I mean, it's a great business opportunity, you know, for our upcoming funeral sector. You know, how can we
totally unregulated space?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, So.
So how are you seeing that play out in the cemetery?
Well, I think right now we're starting to see a lot more millennial-aged people coming in and wanting to do pre-arrangements.
For themselves or for their parents?
For themselves. It was funny.
Really?
Just like a couple weeks ago, I had a family come in and they were pre-arranging for a loved one with a terminal illness. And it was a boomer. And then he was like, oh, by the way, you know, we're going to be coming back because I've been talking to my son, who's about my age, millennial. And he's the one pushing for them to buy their own grave space. And they want the son is the one that's saying, you know, I'm ready to buy. You know, I know where I want to be. I want to be with my parents, and I want to make sure that I have that space available.
That's amazing.
And I mean, even like when I'm selling niches now, I'm having people buy for their children, and you know, their children are still in their mid-20s,
right,
you know?
Right, right. And they're buying for their kids.
And they want to be there together, right? And their kids are supporting it as well.
And is that new? Sorry to interrupt you, but is that new in the cemetery space? Because isn't that kind of like a thing in cemeteries that you buy like large swaths of plots? Is it new and surprising from your perspective?
I think it was a thing, you know?
And then it became not a thing.
And it became not a thing, right?
Because nobody cared about the Gen Xers.
Exactly. The forgotten generation,
exactly.
Right? You poor latchkey kids.
They don't need cemeteries. They'll figure it out on their own.
Exactly. They'll go where they want. They're not going to, you know, they've got it, right?
Exactly.
It was a very traditional thing. You know, you'd go and you'd buy your 8, your 10, your 16 grave lots, and you would expect generations of people to be buried there. And I mean, you know, with our transient society now, obviously most people aren't planning for their kids or their grandkids to be in the same spot.
Right.
But I think now a lot of the times millennial children are trying to approach these topics now with their parents because they do want to be together. They do want that opportunity. And, you know, they're planning for it now.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, you know, I sell a grave to you today. The one beside it might not be there tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's definitely not going to be there in 10 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I want to be with my family, I want to make sure that's happening today.
And not talking about that to families, I think, is a disservice, right?
Oh, 100%.
Like to just sort of have families come in and say, and just sort of take direction from them and say, okay, you want that? Okay, you want that? And not tell them what the consequences of their purchases are or their lack of purchases, I think is a really important piece.
Yes, absolutely.
So fascinating. So do you think that millennials are approaching death differently? So that we know they're approaching life and parenting differently. Are they approaching death differently? What are you seeing there?
I think so. I mean, for myself, I've already had the discussions with my family. I guess I'm kind of biased. I work in the industry.
Well, you're maybe more educated than most,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I know what I want. I know what my parents want. Have they made any kind of arrangements? Absolutely not. Have I made arrangements? No. But I know and I'm confident that if I was to pass away tomorrow, I know that my wishes would be carried out because I've already communicated with them. And I think more kids, or I call them kids, but really we're not kids.
You're
millennials,
not kids anymore, yeah.
Are having those conversations. And I think it's because we live so much, like lived and seen so much turmoil in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, most of our formative years happened, you know, through 9/11, through global pandemics, through so much turmoil in the economic climate, that we just want to take control of things that we can control. And I think taking control of our deaths now and how they're going to be is something that makes sense.
So how do you think they're going to shape the profession? So like, what changes do you think are we going to see changes around language? Are we going to see changes about how we talk about what ceremonies look like? What do you think?
I think so. I feel like, you know, we're definitely going to see the death, so to speak, of the traditional kind of funeral.
Pun intended,
pun intended, absolutely, yes.
Death of the traditional funeral, yes.
Because, I mean, I know I want to celebrate when I die. I don't want a bunch of people crying, standing around looking at my dead body.
See, this is where you and I are different. I just want a few tears. Right? I want a few people to be like, oh, I'm so sad. But I get it. I think that having that celebratory aspect is important, right? It's an important part.
And I definitely will. I know we're going to move away from kind of the traditional, like, funeral home kind of setting. I mean, they're already doing it for, you know, their grandparents. We're seeing, you know, we're having a funeral, or we're having a direct, you know, cremation, or, you know, a graveside service. But then we're going to rent out another space where we can have, you know, fun catering and a party and alcohol and, you know, make it more of a place where we can gather and and be more relaxed. You know, I feel like...
So you feel like that millennials feel that funeral, traditional funeral setting, doesn't allow that free expression of them, their authentic selves, which I know is very
yes.
important to millennials.
That's exactly how I wouldn't put it that way because I'm not as eloquent as you, but that's
two cups of coffee, Megan. I can say wonderful things.
But that's exactly it. You know, yeah. I feel like millennials are always trying to be their authentic selves, and when we're put into situations where, you know, we've got to be buttoned up and have to feel like we have to present ourselves a certain way, that it just doesn't sit right with us. So
what you're talking about, I think, is one of those things that keeps me up at night, because certainly I come from the funeral side, second generation funeral director, 20 years in frontline funeral service. Cemetery space is new to me. Mm-hmm. When I hear, though, millennials like you talking about this, I know through a lifetime of experience that our people, or I call them our people, funeral directors, people who work in the bereavement sector, are the most wonderful, magical people you could ever hope to meet. And what I worry about when I hear that is that there may become a disconnect between millennials actually connecting. See, I'm getting all passionate about it. with millennials connecting with those people, because really, if you think about what you're saying, that millennials want experience, they want to be able to express their authentic self. There is no one who creates experience better than people in the funeral space. However, what you're also saying is that, hey, this isn't relating to us right now, and so there's risk that, hey, the millennials may go off and do it somewhere else, right? So how do we bring those two groups together? Do we need to change our language? How do they know that you're there available for them, right? Because they might say, oh, a cemetery, that's traditional funeral, I don't want to have a part of that. What do you think the solutions are? Because we don't want that to happen, A, because we know that millennials will have a better experience when they're connected with the funeral space.
I think a lot of it is letting go of our own personal expectations for what we think funerals or a cemetery in a space needs to look like, needs to be. There's still a lot of really traditional kind of values inset in, you know, funeral directors' minds, in cemetery management and cemetery sales. So they want to project a certain image. They want, you know, they want to perpetuate
that
kind of
uber professional.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it comes off as inauthentic.
Right.
To millennials and even younger generations, right? It doesn't seem real.
It's not relatable?
Exactly. It's not relatable at all. If you come into my office, like, I'm a very, like, dressed down person. Like, I'm super dressed up today at my office. It's a very casual atmosphere. And I always say we always need to meet people where they are, not where we want them to be. So, you know, I always want to be... I always want people, when they enter my office, to be, you know, relaxed. They want to, you know, they're already uncomfortable. They're dealing with something that they don't want to be dealing with, whether it be pre-need or ad-need. Nobody wants to come into my cemetery to buy cemetery property. Nobody wants to think about their death.
Nobody wants to talk to us.
So if I can remove those barriers to that conversation, if I can take down, you know, that level of, okay, well, I'm meeting somebody in a suit and I'm just dressed, you know, I'm a farmer. You know, I'm in my work clothes. I don't feel comfortable relating to you because you don't look like me. So it's about removing those layers, removing those boundaries, removing those barriers to put people at ease and to make it more approachable.
And more about them. And, right?
Exactly, more about them, right?
Right.
So one that's of, the way I see it.
No, I think it's really important. One of the most interesting things that I've heard lately, well, I've heard a lot of interesting things lately, especially at the conferences that we go to, but... one of my funeral director friends, when he meets with families, what they do is they ask the family, how do you want our staff to be dressed on the day of the funeral? Like, what an idea, what a concept, right? How do you want us to look?
That's
and
amazing.
So, you know, if you're a very traditional family, hey, you want us to be in a suit, no problem. If you want, you know, if you're more casual, you want us to be casual. But putting the power of the image of the funeral director into the hands of the family. And my first question for him was like, okay, how are your staff doing with that? But that's a whole other topic. And I mean, this time together has just gone so fast. So I'm going to, and we're out of time, almost, but I want to let you end on what is the number one change that you feel you've implemented in your cemetery that has been most impactful?
Oh, interesting. I think just embracing the environment. So embracing natural environment, embracing ways to make what we do more environmentally sound, more environmentally friendly, and more approachable, and making more gathering spaces. You know, I want people to come to the cemetery, to visit the cemetery, to stay at the cemetery, you know, and want to be there. So making more environmental changes and making more gathering space is probably the biggest.
I think that's awesome. I think cemeteries are amazing places. We were touring universities for my son, and we went past this one university in the city, and I was like, oh, thank goodness there's a cemetery. Then they have both, my husband and son are laughing at me, oh, thank goodness, I'm going to go to this university because there's a cemetery there. But there's something about cemeteries that just bring that sense of peace and that sense of connection,
absolutely,
right, to other generations as opposed to being a scary place. You are an amazing face of this profession. You really are. And I'm just so grateful that we've had this time to chat together. I can't wait to see what you accomplish in your career. So I'm going to be, of course, following you for that. So this concludes this episode of the Digging Deep podcast. Megan, thank you so much for joining me. It's always a pleasure. I am your host, Heather Kightley, President and CEO of GFD. And folks that are listening, thanks so much for listening. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thank you.